Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for the human being to understand a reality which always we have a veil in front of us, between us and the reality. Allah ta'ala has made a beautiful arrangement that that person who has wisdom, understanding, and he really should be able to see the consequence of something. For example, day and night, Allah ta'ala has given such signs to us. One is sleep and one is staying awake during these two times. Allah ta'ala has developed such a system via these two phases, a person, a human being, he can always compare himself to where he should be, or where he is to where he should be. A person wakes up and he sees real things in front of him. Real things. He sees real human beings. He sees real occurrences, events, incidents, people living. Everything is real. It's happening. It's alive. And after some time, after some hours, when that individual sleeps, then that reality disappears and everything turns to dreams. In other words, sleeping. So both, there is a difference in both phases. When a person sleeps, it's a dream. He is not awake. And the dream is what? It's not reality. It's not real. It's real what he was watching and seeing, observing during the day. So he then sleeps through the dream world and the illusions and things that he sees. So he sees scenes in the life of the dreams, and it's different to the life that he lives during the day. What a great, great reality. But this is a sign for those who have wisdom and understand, who have concern. And then when that individual, after the night passes and his eyes open in the morning, then that world, that realm of dreams and no reality during the sleep, that disappears and he comes back to the life during the daytime. So this is the fluctuation of the phases. So it's lazim, it's essential. Every human being who has yaqeen, whatever religion, whatever cult or sect, but everybody believes that death is truth. Nobody can reject. Nobody is able to reject. So the next point, alhamdulillah, only those with iman know what is the reality of this. Those who believe in Allah and His Rasul, they know the next reality. But those who don't have that, they cannot have this awareness and knowledge. So this is the practical experience, sleeping, waking up, sleeping, waking up. This is a big practice. And this practice is for what? This life of ours, what does it become? It becomes a dream then. The life, that the actual physical life. And maut, death, that is then the reality. That then becomes the reality, the real life. So first of all, here we sleep, we wake up, we think it's reality. But when a person dies, then the physical life on planet Earth, it seems to him to be a dream. Everything disappears, everyone's gone, relationships ended, and daily matters and affairs end. Then he goes to the real world, the real life, the proper realm, the permanent abode, the hereafter, the life after death. And this is why Allah Ta'ala in the whole Quran and via many of the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with regards to this life that have concern with this, it's going to come. Prepare for this. As Ali Karamallahu Wajhu radiallahu anhu, great statement of his, that dunya, this world, that the world is turning its back on you and the reality is coming in front of you. So what we should do, that world that's turning its back on you, leaving you, and the thing that's to come, we should be ready for that and prepare for that. Don't be amongst those people who are running after that which is turning its back on you, which is leaving you. Today's day, the day of today, the action is not for thinking about yesterday. The day that is to come, subhanAllah, that is the day that is useful. As Ali Karamallahu Wajhu radiallahu anhu said. So the real thing that we should be looking at is the thing that's about to come. Death. The day that will come tomorrow, we need to prepare for that. Don't run after the day that's passed. Like for example, after a dream, we wake up and it's morning and it's a real life. But then once we pass away, the life in this world will become a dream. So a person puts a veil, a barrier between himself and reality. And this is the difference between life in the grave and the hereafter and life here. The Holy Prophet ﷺ stated with regards to the reality of the phases, death and the grave. That the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that with regards to the grave, more than the grave, I have not seen anything more severe than the grave. I've seen places, I've seen different stages, but I've not seen anything more severe than the period in the grave. The punishments of the grave. Why? Because if a person becomes successful in the grave, or he is successful in the grave, like Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu stated, that here in the grave, the questioning will occur. Here he will be questioned. And this is the first place, if he achieves success and he gives the right responses to the angels, then all of the phases to come after that, he will pass them, he will surpass them, he will be successful. SubhanAllah. Various people who've died, we see the events that after dying, they've explained that we went into the grave and we were questioned. People I know, close friends and relatives I'm speaking about. They were pious people, good people from my relatives I'm speaking. And for reassurance they came to the grave that it was a severe time, the questions were severe, but I gave the response. Alhamdulillah, he said that the severity came, difficulty came, but after that I gave the answer to the question with Allah's fadl, Allah's grace, and I became successful. SubhanAllah. So the most difficult time is that time in the grave. And the reason for this is that the human being here, with regards to aqaid, we will be questioned. Our beliefs and our amal and our practice, the proper questions will be asked, because a person's progression is based on his belief and his practice. If our beliefs and our practice were correct, with which iman did I pass my life? Was my iman robust and solid and good, which I thought it was? So this is what we need to think about. So all life long, the person who has the right faith and belief and amal and practice, then he will be able to answer correctly. If he was persistent, steadfast, he had the right aqid, the right faith, the right belief, the right practices, and he passed his life like this, then he will not even shake in the grave, and very confidently he'll be able to answer in the grave. All of the points that he will get a challenge in the grave, he will be able to pass nicely. And that's why it's been said by the Prophet ﷺ that the grave will be severe. The summary, the essence of the whole life on planet Earth will be asked to us in the grave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Hakim has started with this point. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, Allah said. And Allah stated that the whole of success for a person is based on what? Is based on وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُقِنُونَ. Allah says, this is the faith and the belief of a person, the straight path. SubhanAllah. That those people who have got iman, on who? Upon what have they brought iman? Allah Ta'ala says, بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. This is the test. This is the objective. This is the belief, the aqeedah. If a person has this faith, believe that whatever was revealed to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, according to that he lives his life. And the name of that life is Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. The name of that life is the guidance, rightly guided person. One standard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. One standard. And with this standard, a person will be asked in the akhir, in the hereafter, the questions. That tell me, that who is Allah? Tell us, who is your Lord? Who is your Prophet? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very valuable questions. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So here, that we see in the hereafter, nobody will be able to hide anything, conceal anything. Everything will be revealed, what was the truth. And here we need to think of, Allah says in the Quran, that why don't you think over the Quran? Why don't you ponder over the Quran? We think, thinking about analyzing the Quran and taking out technical points and taking big meanings out and telling people, etc. No, no. Allah says, think about me, the Quran. Think about the Quran that I've revealed. Is your life according to the Quran? Yes or no? Now look, for example, if I continue to say, I'm a Muslim, a Muslim. People say, okay, he's a Muslim, he prays Salah, he does Hajj, he does Umrah. People won't mind. And this is the truth today, that we have no right to say to a Muslim, you are not a Muslim, you don't have faith, and you're not correct. We have no right to say to a person that he's a disbeliever. Even if you see that, for example, a person, if you're practicing and he's practicing, but if you are on the good standard, good platform of practice, and you see that he's not practicing according to that standard, even then you cannot belittle somebody. You can't put that person down. You can't give a fatwa, this person is not a believer, he's a mushrik, or he's this and that. Nobody can dare to say that. Nobody has the right. This decision is Allah's alone. Because this is a decision based on the knowledge of the unseen. It's related to the heart. And who knows the conditions of the heart? Allah knows the conditions of the heart. Allah Ta'ala knows everything. Everything that is hidden, concealed, Allah knows. The main decision in the hereafter, whatever Allah Ta'ala decides, whoever Allah defines as the person of faith will be the person of faith. If a person doesn't have faith, devoid of faith, even if the whole world and the whole of humanity swears and promises that he's got faith and they accept him as the high level religious and pious due to his iman and hajj and his ilm and his knowledge and his taqwa, even if the whole world and the population says he's good, but if Allah says that he has failed, then that person's finished. It's nothing. Whose decision is it? Ultimately, it's Allah's decision. And that person will be successful in the hereafter, who Allah Ta'ala says is successful, who Rasulullah has defined as successful. He will get through all the phases and the tests and the challenges, and he will get all the rewards. Not on what we think is success. When Allah Ta'ala says, you have faith, that will be the person of faith. If Allah says, you don't have iman, belief, he won't have belief. Allah's Quran says,
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Allah says, those people who say that we have belief in Allah and on the day of judgment, Allah Ta'ala states, they are saying this, but these people are not mu'mins, they're not believers, subhanallah. Allah says, you can continue to claim, there was a munafiq, a hypocrite, and these verses came for him. He was made an example, that he was that same individual, a person, example, until Qiyamah, until the hereafter. Allah says, people like him, people like this, wife was used to pray Salah, used to sit in the masjid. He said he was a lover of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He used to follow after the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Abdullah bin Surur. And nobody could dare to say to him openly that he is a disbeliever, he's this. Nobody said, how could they? Because he was outwardly practicing. Inside, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew what was his faith, that these salahs he was praying, his actions, everything he was doing, these were just to fulfill his desires. This was not real iman that he had. It wasn't the standard Allah Ta'ala mentioned. Allah says that whatever I've revealed to you, O Muhammad, he was not accepting that. Remember, there's one criteria for Allah, one criteria, اِهْدِنَا السِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, that whatever I reveal to thee, subhanallah. What did Allah Ta'ala reveal? Bima unzila ilayka. What did Allah reveal? The Quran and the Sharia Sunnah of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the criterion for success. Allah will judge iman based on this. So the example I'll give was, this was a man also at the time of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, used to sit in the masjid, coming, praying, ashik, here, there, everything. He was involved in all of the actions. But Allah says, there will be people like him and others who will come until Qiyamah. They will continue to say, they can push themselves. Allah says, no, these people are not mu'mins. They are never mu'mins. Impossible. Don't look at their salah. Don't look at them attending the masjid. Don't look at their actions. If you want to see, then look at that point, the criterion that I've established, that are those people 100% implementing totally that criteria? What is that criteria? The Quran and the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sunnah and Sharia. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has announced, as Anas radiallahu anhu, what a beloved companion who lived his whole youth and young life with the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And with a beautiful way, Allah says, Ya Baniya. Allah Ta'ala mentions, Subhanallah. There's a whole hadith. Allah Ta'ala addressed in this way, that, O my creation. And in the end of the hadith, as Anas radiallahu anhu states, that Allah Ta'ala mentions in this hadith directly, فَمَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّتِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعِيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Subhanallah. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated this hadith, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O my child, O my companion, whoever has loved my sunnah has loved me, and whoever loves me, he will go with me into paradise. Subhanallah. So, the munafiq, the hypocrite at that time, what was his action? He was doing all of the outward actions, but inside, he was physically with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he said, I'm a lover of Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, look, I'm praying, I'm prostrating. But inside, he was against, he was opposed. He had hatred for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Sharia. He had hatred for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's practice, and he didn't like the Nisa. Allah knows the hearts. But today, the hearts, they don't need to show, demonstrate, because everything is visible. Everything can be seen. MashaAllah, everything is in front of us. Openly, openly. Every person is doing this. This is in front of us. Openly, people say, what is this? How can this be? Today, the deen that we got, we call this, people say that we are modernists, modern thinkers and progressed people, developed people, and whoever doesn't follow that mindset is called backward and fundamentalist, extreme, openly. And at the time of the Holy Prophet, he was hidden, and Allah Ta'ala exposed him, but here today it's evident, and we can see visibly where hypocrisy is evident, and people follow their desires, their life of the desires. And one side we have the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sunnah Sharia. Today we can see the difference, the contrast is very clear and visible. So Allah Ta'ala has announced. And when will this be realized, or when will it be revealed? In the qabr, in the grave, my brothers, very quickly a person will die, and the reality of death will be in front of us. We need to prepare for that. If we don't make the criteria of success according to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sunnah Sharia, and whatever that says is halal is halal, whatever it says is haram is haram, that life is haram. Yes? That a person, if Allah Ta'ala has addressed something as haram, those things that Rasulullah has declared as haram, and awful, all the hadith are there, clear, evident. All the kitabs and the books, they clearly tell us what is right and wrong. And they mention the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sharia and Sunnah. And this is what we learn from the hadith. What else do we learn apart from the lifestyle of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? What he liked, lawful and unlawful, time and time again. Every hadith, every point, every technical point. All of the kitabs, Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, Ibn Majah, and Muwatta Imam Malik, and Nisa'i, Ahmad. All the collections, the kitabs, alhamdulillah, the hadith, they don't tell us anything else. They tell us this is haram, this is unlawful, don't do this, this should be done, don't do this action, don't do the action. And we leave all of these kitabs and knowledge behind. And maybe if somebody gives us a bit of tabligh of salah, etc., and we think that's enough. And we are solid Muslims, true Muslims. So Allah says, what difference does it make if you are saying this? Allah announced at that time, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Allah says, it doesn't happen due to you saying, it's due to you doing, practicing. Allah says, despite you saying, and you live your life according to your desires, and that life which is in contrast against the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's sunnah and his way, that will be the life of nafs and desires. Remember, so this is the right life, the proper life, and we have spent the life like this. We should feel that. So this is a great message Allah has given. This is why the Quran was revealed, my brothers, alhamdulillah. That's why we are reciting some verses of the Quran. And may Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding of these things. May Allah Ta'ala give us the preparation for death. This is the preparation for death. Every day we hear this person's died, he's died, that person's died. And Allah Ta'ala has shown us due to coronavirus, many people have phone calls are coming, this person has passed away, that person has passed away, that person has passed away. That the fear of death has grown. We shouldn't be afraid of death. We should be preparing for death. Just like Hazrat Ali Karamallahu Wajh radiallahu anhu stated. Subhanallah. It's not anything to be scared of, afraid of. Rather prepare for it. Get ready for it. We are going to go to the grave. It's a reality. Prepare for it. So Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. That whether people continue to say this. Allah Ta'ala says, I've told you the reality of that person. Whoever lives a life like this until Qiyamah, just like the hypocrite who lived his life for whom this verse was revealed at that time. So don't follow the desires. Whoever follows his desires and lives his life like this is salah, standing, sitting, claims of love and faith. Allah says, all of this is a drama. Only that person can be a believer who simply, who makes the sunnah and sharia his guide and the success platform. Wherever Rasulullah says, do this, whichever man or woman does that will be successful. The rest, I do this much, I pray this much, etc. Allah says, nothing will be accepted. No sadaqat or nawafil or no actions will be accepted, doesn't matter how much ibadah you do, until it does not fall into accordance, into line with Rasulullah's methodology. And what a reward Allah Ta'ala has kept. What a great reward. Allah says that it's so valuable, the sunnah, that when the time of fasad will come, the time where people will leave the deen, shun the deen, mock the deen, people won't follow the deen and sharia sunnah, rather they will follow the life of their desires. Whatever my heart feels, that's correct. The sharia is not correct, people say, Nauzubillah. I feel like today walking without the burqa, without the parda. I will follow this way, I won't obey the Holy Prophet to wear the covering on the body, to wear the burqa or the hijab. That today I feel I listen to musical instruments and music. This is the desires of my nafs. I'll do amal on this. And to do amal on this, I will follow this deen. I will die on this, following my desires and what I want to do. I'm free. I can do what I like, what I feel like. But if I say, no, the Holy Prophet said, your heart feels like everybody has desires. But we suppress our desires out of the fear of death. If I die, how will I answer to Allah? That Allah's Nabi, that when I'll be asked, Man Rasulukum, how will I give the answer to who is my Prophet? I won't be able to answer. Out of this fear, he suppresses his desires. Then that's the deen of Sharia that he will follow. And it's stated that a day and age will come, an era will come. The Holy Prophet said, Hazrat Abu Rayra radiallahu anhu, it's a hadith that he narrated. The meaning of this, I'm telling you, that Rasulullah said, in the fasad al-ummati, that there will come a time of fasad when the base desires will overwhelm people. Such people follow this. Now let's do this action. This is permissible. It doesn't make any difference. It's only a small thing. It's a minor. They'll follow their desires and they continue to reject Rasulullah's sunnah, his sharia, his ways. They won't accept that. They won't embrace that. There are always two paths in front of us. It doesn't matter how you look at it. If you want to eat, there are two ways. If you want to sleep, there are two ways. If you want to earn, there are two ways. If you want to maintain relationships with your relatives, there are two ways. One is according to sharia and one is according to the base desires. Remember this, always. Always. There are two paths that run alongside each other in parallel. So those are people of wisdom who fear death. They don't run after gossip. Allah is Ghafur Rahim. He'll forgive me. It's a minor. It's okay. It can happen. Nothing at all. This is the deception of shaitan, my brothers. There are only two paths. Two paths, as I said clearly, as I said to you in the beginning. There's one is a dream. One is the real life. The real life. There are two paths that we have got an option. Allah says, whoever embraces and takes the sharia, doesn't matter if he's got issues, obstacles, barriers, difficulties, he has to give up things. But if he stays steadfast on that path, whether it's earning or eating and drinking or relatives or occupation, work, whatever he has to do, I'm not going to consume interest, I'm not going to consume haram, I won't do wrong. Obviously, in return for that, he has to give up things. Obviously, yes. So on a worldly basis, he may say, I'm going into loss. Yeah, he may go into loss in terms of worldly, materially. Today, the life of nafs and desires and material things, Allah says, that's why Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And there are people who say, we do believe in God and the last day, the while they do not really believe, they don't. And that time a person will realize when he'll go into the grave. And these women who don't observe parda when they go into the grave, those women who used to wander around outside when they go into the grave, those men folk who used to live their life against the Sharia and Sunnah and their faces, appearances, they made excuses, they will realize in the grave. Those whose worship was in accordance to Sharia, they will realize in the hereafter. And those people who the basis of their life, in even 1 second, we cannot leave the deen. It's not for one thing, even one action. If you are obeying your nafs and desires, then that's failure. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim is one straight path. Allah says that whatever I reveal to thee, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says that bring iman into that. The person who doesn't have iman, then that waladina yu'minuna bima unzila ilayka, whoever believes in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's way, his lifestyle and sharia, that is his success. Allah says those who do not bring iman into that, don't believe it, Allah says that those people, they will be the losers. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to live our lives under the guidance of this verse, subhanAllah. Allah says the Quran, it gives us guidance through these verses. We haven't passed away. Allah says whoever follows those people are the successful people. Let's change now, let's observe now, let's improve now. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the severest time I've seen, and can anyone give a greater explanation than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying this, that all the places that I've seen, the severest phase and place and abode will be the grave itself. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it's most difficult and hard will be the grave. And the easiest phase also is the grave. Why? Because there are two paths. One gives severity, difficulty, and one gives ease. So there are conditions. Whoever observes a life of Sharia and Sunnah, then maybe it'll be difficult for him to live here. There will be issues and obstacles. And nowadays, everyone we can see is to one side, 99%. And he on his own will be on one side. Against the versus the 99% who don't live like that, because he's preparing about that place that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that the severe phase of the grave. If you give up the luxuries of the world now and you observe the right path of Rasulullah's path, then you will get that pass in the grave. What we do? Oh, I pray, it's okay, I do tasbih and I do parda as well, and I do this as well. So we take both oppositions, both opposite ways. Allah says, you are deceiving yourself. Whatever I call iman is iman. Allah says, otherwise it is not real iman. Allah has given the example of that hypocrite that at the time of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, Allah revealed this verse, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَقُولَ أَمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. And people give that reference, like at that time, that person, he disliked the Sharia of Rasulullah ﷺ. What was his opposition? We don't have time today. We'll explain what he was opposed to if we Allah gives us life. That what did Allah Ta'ala mention about this? وَأَخْرُ دَوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المرسلين طه وياسين الحبيب النبيل اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي أزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته بأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم أنزله المقدس وإنك وأعطاه يا حكيم اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وعزمنا وحزننا وجدنا وخطبنا وكلنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما اخرت وما اسررت وما علمت وما اسفت وتعلم به انت المقدم وانت المؤخر لا اله الا انت اللهم ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا الجنه مع الابرار ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا الله توبنا فزكم سمعنا بنهكم عفوا يا الله اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين النبي استقن شدع وصالح حسن ربك اللهم نسلك حسن الخاتمه اللهم نسلك حسن الخاتمه اللهم نسلك حسن الخاتمه اهمنا من عذابك وسوءك يا الله قبولك سوالا باحسان فرما يا الله شريد السنة والزندگي نصيب فرما اے میرے مولا تمام دھوکوں سے ہمیں دور فرما دے یا اللہ تمام دھوکوں سے دور فرما دے یا Ya Allah ji arzında gitme diye mi Allah eski mesti nikal de ya Allah eski muhabbet hamadı sin nikal de ya Allah eski muhabbet mesti hamadı sin nikal de emir Allah ahri tayali mein jo bhi dushwari hai emir Allah us to hame sahne ki ya Allah unko bardasht karne ki hame himmat ata farma emir Allah ahirat ki tayari ke andar jo bhi musibat hai pareshani hai emir Allah dushwari hai wo kuch bhi nahi emir Allah us azab e qabr ke muqable mein emir Allah ya kareem bardasht karne ki hame دنیا میں ہے برداشت کرنے کی یہ ہوگا محنت تو اس سے برداشت کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما تاکہ قبر کی اللہ میں زندگی آنے والے اس کی ثبوتوں سے مشکلات سے ہمیں نجات پا سکے میرے مولا یا اللہ تو کرم فرما رحم فرما یا اللہ جن لوگوں نے اپنے بیماروں کے لیے دعا کے لیے کیا کہا ہے میرے مولا ان کے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما ایک بہت ہی نیک سہلا انسان پاکستان کے راستے میں انتقال فرما گئے میرے مولا ان کے لیے اللہ سو ہزار دعا فرمائے ان کی مغفرت فرمائے نیک انسان کی مغفرت کی دعا کرنے میں اللہ تعالیٰ بہت اجر و ثواب دیتا ہے یا اللہ اس نیک انسان کی یا اللہ تو مغفرت فرما یا اللہ قبر میں درجات بلند فرما میرے مولا اس کی قبر کو میرے مولا جنت کی کیاریاں بنا یا اللہ باغ و بہار کر دے اس کی قبر یا اللہ زندگی میں جو بھی عبادات اس نے کی میرے مولا جو بھی معاملات کیے اپنی بارگاہ میں اپنے حبیب کی صدقے سے کو قبول فرما یا اللہ جو اولاد نے چھوڑی ہے میرے مولا ان کی صدقہ جاریہ فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ ان کی اولادوں کو نوازوں کی اور یا اللہ شریعت پہ چلنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما تاکہ اس کے والد والدین کے لیے والد کے لیے میرے خاص آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بن جائے میرے مولا یا کریم تو اپنے فضل کرم سے جن کے رشتے دار دنیا سے جا چکے ان کی مغفرت فرما میرے مولا اور ہم کو ان کے صدقہ جاریہ بنا وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.